Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about arrangement energy mapping for better flow in drum and bass using Ableton Live. It's for intermediate producers, and by the end you'll be able to plan an energy curve for a 2.5-3 minute roller, build a single energy control that moves drums, bass, and top end, and craft transitions that feel intentional. Tempo suggestion, 174 BPM. The 170-176 works fine. Start by listening. Before you automate anything, loop the section and ask yourself what feels flat. Is it attack, the midrange, top end air, density? Target one dimension first instead of randomly twisting knobs. That mindset will keep your automation purposeful. Step 1. Sketch the energy map. In arrangement view, create a simple labeled MIDI or audio clip called Energy MAP and block out your sections visually. Think intro low energy, a rising build, a peak drop, a dip for the breakdown, a second drop with variation, and an outro wind down. Visually color code these blocks so your eyes always know where the peaks and dips live. While you're sketching automation, show only one lane, the energy macro lane, so you can make big picture moves quickly. Groups and routing come next. Make core groups, drums, bass, effects, and master. On each group, add reverb and delay return sends and plan to automate those send levels as an energy parameter. For the drum group, insert an EQ8 low cut around 40 Hz with a 24 dB/oct slope to keep non-kick elements out of the sub. Follow that with drum bus for punch. Start with drive between 3 and 6, boom and transient around +2 as a ballpark, and a glue compressor with a gentle 2:1 ratio, attack tilde 10 ms and release tilde 100 ms to glue the brakes. Consider a parallel saturator chain for grit. High pass the duplicate at about 110 Hz and drive it, then blend to taste. For drums, plan fills and density changes. Put a 1-2 bar snare or hat fill before each drop. Use beat repeat for glitchy variations and automate fills to increase density right before impacts. Also experiment with short pre-drop silences. A single 1/16 or 1/8 bar cut in drums makes the following hit read as much louder without touching volume. Bass group. Keep the sub controlled and musical. Run EQ8 with a low shelf tweak around 40-50 Hz and a high shelf around 6-10 Khz for presence automation. Add a sidechain compressor keyed to your break transient. Try ratio 4:1, attack 1-3 ms, release 120-250 ms and set threshold to get around 2-6 dB of gain reduction on hits. For grit, duplicate the bass chain to a parallel track. High pass the duplicate at 100-150 Hz. Crank saturator drive 4-7 and blend under the clean sub. This preserves mono sub while adding harmonic aggression. Now the heart of this lesson. Build a single energy audio effect rack. Put it on a dedicated track or on your drum/bass group master. Inside the rack, map these targets to one macro labeled energy. Map EQ8 high shelf gain from about -6 dB to +4 dB. Map a utility width from 0.6 to 1.0 to increase stereo width as energy rises. Map drum bus drive from 0 to +6. Map the reverb and delay send levels so the macro slightly raises ambience when appropriate. This audio version is shortened for playback.